the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, Eric, I was wondering, do you think it's a good idea to pay your kids for good grades? My third grader is in negotiations with me to try to establish some type of pay scale for good grades. You know, this much for an A, this much for a B. I refuse to pay for C's, he puts in parentheses.
Okay, that's good.
No
that's
cash
good.
For C's.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, am I setting a bad precedent by doing this, putting a value, a monetary value, on good grades? Should I just be encouraging him to get good grades just because you should? Just wondering. Thanks, Steve.
That was a good question.
It really is.
Good. Did you get paid for good grades, Melissa? Did you get good grades?
I got average. I was like a B student. I never took homework home.
No.
I just got
kind of like around here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do anything at home.
Hey, well, now it makes sense. Yeah, so you didn't get paid for them?
No,
no.
Mm-mm.
Whip, did you get paid for good grades?
No, I don't think so. And truthfully, I was more like a B student. Also, some A's, you mm-hmm. know, but generally speaking, I think it all averaged out to B's. Yeah, don't remember getting paid.
Violetta, did you get paid for good grades?
I did not, but I know friends that did mm-hmm. get paid, and I was always. I even as a kid was like, I don't know if that makes sense. I was jealous because I wanted the money.
Sure.
But I was like, well, why don't you just get good grades?
So were they maladjusted because of that? Like, did you see them later in life and they were all screwed up because they used to get paid for grades?
They almost had like too much love. Yeah.
Too much love.
Did you get paid for grades?
No, I grew up in a really weird household. In fact, I got charged. Yeah, my dad actually.
You owe us.
My dad would invoice me every quarter when the grades came out and different things. Man, did I go broke quickly. 312-233-1019. Is there any, let's just look at this at multiple levels just to involve the 530 Club. Get involved, folks. Are any of you paying for grades or did you get paid for grades? That'd be interesting, too. I'd like to hear if you got paid for grades and see what the monetary breakdown was.
Well, I'd like to see if now you look back and think, well, they shouldn't have done that. Or you're glad that they did, too.
Or maybe you got paid for grades and you're not paying your kids.
Yeah.
I'm not paying them. Keeping it all for myself. 312-233-1019. And also, if you're a teacher up and getting ready, what are your thoughts on kids getting paid for good grades? And have you ever had like a student come in and go, listen, if I get an A, I get this much money. I'll split the difference with you.
What?
Right, I'm
what
like,
kind of deal?
I'm like in an 89 now, and if I can get a 90, I get an A in your class or a 92 or whatever. You get me to that, I'll cut you in for half. Yeah, like one of those deals.
And I'm you're gonna, like, I'll, you're
I'm
on.
Take that. 3-1. Melissa would take that deal.
Yeah, I would.
For sure. 312-233-1019. John got paid.
Yes, I did.
All right. In what grades did you get paid for grades?
It wasn't until junior high,
mm-hmm. okay.
seventh, eighth grade, and then high school.
And what was the breakdown of payment?
Well, in junior high, when we started, it was a dollar for an A, 80 cents for a B,
right.
and 30 cents for a C, just because, well, it's still passing, but it's like, okay,
right.
incentive to get a higher
bunch of kids
grade.
Are listening right now going, I'm not even getting out of bed for those
I
numbers.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that right.
Yeah. And one of them being Violetta. Violetta's like, I'm not even getting out of bed.
Every number made me twitch a little.
Did you get, were you able to collect big?
Yeah, I did pretty good for a while.
Right. For a while.
Okay.
You threw the caveat in there for a while. Things went a little sideways in high school?
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, sure. And do you think that you're maladjusted now because of it? You would have been better off not getting paid.
No, it taught me the value of money and what hard work can get you.
Look at that. Look at that approach.
Yeah,
that
if you
mind.
Look at it, I mean, going to school is kind of like a job.
Yeah,
you
sort of.
Get paid.
Hi, Don.
Hi, good morning.
You're paying your kids for good grades.
I do. I started in sixth grade, and I told them that straight A's only.
Uh-huh.
You get 50. They would receive $50 for straight A's.
So is it $50 like even quarter year when the grades come out, what they're going to be at the end of the year?
Yeah, it would be quarterly, so that that would be. So they'd have three chances. Right. Or there's four chances to receive their $50.
In one
year.
So
each report card.
Right. Now, they had to have straight A's, though. If there was a B on there, they got nothing?
They got absolutely nothing.
It was an all-in deal.
It was all in or nothing, and it was you did good, but could you have done better?
Right.
Well, wow, ouch. Could you have done
right.
better?
And,
that's
and
tough.
Were you paying a lot, or were there a lot of times you got to keep your money?
Seventh and eighth grade, especially for my son and my oldest daughter, yes. My youngest daughter just hates me, so it doesn't matter.
She what?
She got good grades. She got B's, but she just...
Right.
But then I worked out something with her because she...
Right, now she's living in a refrigerator box because she was done with
her day.
Yeah,
she's in the garage.
Right.
But I did work out something with her because some kids just aren't A students.
Right.
And she was a B student. So then we worked out something with her where she pulled, she did do something.
You got to restructure the pay scale. I get it.
I didn't want to break her down completely and just ruin her. But. Right.
Well, still, all the other kids get A's, and you're like, you're the B student.
Right.
You can't, so
what
works
for
those?
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, your son's driving in a Corvette going, too bad, sis.
Well, she has to ride in it, just not hers.
Well, they got paid. Very nice. Thank you, Don. 312-233-1019. You can rent a tour bus now that was once driven or gone on tour, a celebrity used on tour. So we're thinking, all right, well, what would be the top three celebrity tour buses you would not want to be the next one renting? For any number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Mike, you want no part of this guy's tour bus.
No part of Snoop Dogg's tour bus.
Really?
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. This one is very specific to Chicago at number three. Tell him, Ricky.
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Well, we know what they do in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good memories.
Yeah, they empty it into the Chicago River here, the Dave Matthews tour bus. Well done. Nicely done, Ricky. At number two, the last tour bus in the world you'd want to be renting and would be which one?
Charlie Sheen on his winning tour.
Charlie Sheen on the winning tour.
Gross!
Oh, for sure.
That's yeah.
True.
That is winning. So good.
Yeah, you know how I said you got on Post Malone's bus, you're like, did somebody leave a sandwich under the couch? You get on Charlie Sheen's like, did somebody leave a hooker under the couch?
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. Is that hooker okay?
Man, oh, man. Does the hooker come with the bus? Is that part of the deal?
Oh, gross.
And finally, in at number one... The last tour bus you'd ever want to rent is the one that was used by who, Jim?
Melissa.
That's right. Smokes.
Melissa.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Smokes tour bus. You know she's been blazing up in that thing.
I do not.
Yeah.
For the record.
No, you Smokes. That's your.
I know. Smokes.
Secret Service code name. Yeah. Smokes.
Crack the windows in that bus while you do that.
Whatever happened? Who was the guy that Melissa was in love with in the smoking commercial?
Yeah.
Smoking
Pat.
Smoking Pat.
He used to dig his cigarettes in the flower pot.
Right. Him and Melissa would go into the backyard and dig up their smokes.
You guys have problems.
Strange things that people are stockpiling now after the survey came out that 60% of Americans are still stockpiling products during the pandemic. Never have too much tattoo ink. Right in Melissa's wheelhouse, Lisa, admittedly, you probably overdid it stockpiling what?
The Lysol White.
You've got tons of them, huh?
Yep. I go every Friday morning and wait outside Walmart. They open at 7. Line of people, single files, to get in the store and beeline for the Lysol wipe.
You're the one.
Okay. There you go. Apparently people know that trick then.
Sleeping overnight in a Walmart parking lot to get your wipes.
You see the line sometimes.
How many would you say you have? How many of those canisters?
I took a picture. There's probably between that, Lysol spray, the soap, the hand sanitizer. It's out my whole back laundry closet.
Wow, stocked up. Melissa wants to cut some deals with you.
Yeah, especially with that Lysol spray.
Yeah.
Are there still limits on how many you can buy at once?
Yes, one of each of these, hence going every week.
Right. Wow, that is.
Now remember when this? Oh, thank you, Lisa. Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
When this whole thing started back in March, there was a big run on this, and you've got plenty of it.
Pasta.
Lots of pasta.
Oh,
yeah. How much pasta would you say you have? Hello?
Five boxes.
Your phone is really bad.
Five
Boxes and boxes of pasta.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
You have a ton of what?
Chicken. Frozen chicken. I keep finding more trays of it in my freezer.
Really? Yeah. So, like, back in March, April, May, you're like, I better make sure that I have a full freezer of chicken. And yeah, now you have more chicken, like, you could ever eat.
Well, yeah, exactly. And every time I go to the store, I see the trays of chicken breasts, and I'm like, I need more, and I have to stop myself.
Right.
Like, stop buying the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Well. You've got chicken to last until 2027. You'll be all right. Yeah, you might have admittedly gone a little overboard stockpiling what, Samantha?
Salsa.
Yep, salsa. If it comes down to it, you'll survive on salsa.
I've got so many jars, big jars, glass jars of salsa. I've probably got like 10, and I keep buying them. I just can't stop.
When did it occur to you that, you know what, I got to make sure I have plenty of salsa? Was that at the very beginning of the pandemic?
Probably last week when I went grocery shopping, and they were on sale again at Costco, and I got 2 more jars.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those are big jars.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you
lost one. That's a small one.
Right. You could open a Pepe's restaurant right now if you wanted to on your living room. That would be great. So a group of Finnish researchers have developed the perfect hangover cure. They're like, this is science. We got this figured out. You load yourself up on 1,200 milligrams of lysine amino acid. Bam, you're back in the game, baby.
Yeah.
The other options are what? Your go-to can't-miss hangover cure, Bob.
Hangover cure. Lightly toasted everything bagel, veggie cream cheese, 2 slices of American cheese, throw it in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and then you're putting turkey on it. Bam, done.
Now that sounds like lunch to me. I might have a hard time choking it down based on the fact that I'm so nauseous.
It
Not you?
For me.
All right.
No.
I like
no,
it.
I'm on my way to get a bagel right now.
Well, you're wearing your party shirt? Were you out all night on a Monday like me?
I was not. No.
Yeah. That's what Melissa
is. The bread soaks everything up. The turkey's got the salt.
Can't miss it. Hi, Jimmy.
Tell Bob to keep his bagel. It's all about the Burger King tacos.
BK tacos.
Oh, wow. They have tacos?
BK tacos.
They have tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't had one, but you swear this is the way to soak up all the booze?
You feel like crap after 3, but you start feeling better around 4 or 5.
Just keep going. That's always a good plan.
Yeah,
just keep going.
4 is the magic number.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just scared.
All right. Are those straight beef tacos, Jimmy, or you got some chicken? What are they? I haven't had them.
It's unconfirmed. It's supposed to be a hard shell taco, but it's soft in the middle because it's so greasy.
Just like me.
Soft in the middle
because I'm so greasy. All right. Hi there, Spencer.
Hey.
Your can't miss hangover cure is what?
So I usually start around, the previous callers, go for the greasy food.
Right.
The cravings. And I usually realize about 10, 15 minutes in that I've made an enormous mistake.
Uh-huh.
So I go into the freezer, go into the fridge, find anything green that looks absolutely repulsive.
Got
kale,
it.
Kale, spinach, whatever. Chuck it in a blender with a little bit of bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh,
bourbon?
You lost me at green stuff, but you brought me right back with bourbon.
And so you can have the hair of the dog without feeling quite so terrible about your life choices.
I think he's drunk now.
There you go.
Huh,
a green
crazy.
Smoothie with a dash of bourbon. Love that.
What? That's going to make you hurl instantly.
No, I'm ready to go on that one.
Whoa.
Thank you. Let's get weird. Weird families. I gave you those headlines. Woman marries stepson, now expecting his child.
Oh,
that's crazy. Gross and weird.
Yeah.
Dad, 50, gets engaged to daughter's ex-boyfriend, and they're having a baby together.
Oh, well, congratulations.
That's a little weird. Dad at a loss after learning his daughter's having an affair with her married boss who's dad's age.
Yeah.
That's still pretty weird.
Yeah. Dad.
All right. Keep track of these. My weird family. Best one wins the prize, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Hi, Miranda.
Hi. Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. Pleasure to meet you.
I'm so excited. This is my second time getting through from during COVID.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow, we're on a roll. Let's go for 3 next week. Miranda, what makes your family weird?
So I didn't realize this was weird until my boyfriend, now fiance, pointed it out. But every time we go to see family, doesn't matter how distant they are, we always hug. Not a big deal, but we always kiss each other on the lips.
On the lips?
Everybody kisses on the lips in your family.
Yeah, and also to say goodbye. It's like 99% of my whole family, we do that. And I didn't realize it was weird until he's like, I'm not kissing.
Right, yeah. I know a family like that, too, and it freaked me out because they kissed me on the lips when I went over there.
Ooh.
Oh,
hang on. Really?
It's a true story. True story is weird.
Like, cheek, yeah. Like a cheek kiss, you know, like the French thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was like, oh, you don't do that?
So you like you'll give a lip kiss to, like, your third cousin if you're at a family picnic?
Yes.
Yes.
Just like a quick.
Sure. And yeah, no tongue or anything.
Yeah, that's.
Remember the SNL bit with Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Where they had the family that did that, and they started really going after it with each other.
That was weird.
That was very weird.
You even bringing that up made me feel weird.
Well, you know, comedy. God.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hang on, Miranda. Patty, you're a weird family.
My husband's ex-wife is his brother's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Your husband's ex-wife is his brother's ex-girlfriend. Do he and his brother get along?
Oh, yeah, perfectly.
They're totally fine. They're comparing notes.
Right. They have exes.
Right,
yeah.
Exes, the same ex.
All right, hold on to that one.
Is that weird or what?
Hang on. Well, it's my weird family. Yeah. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. So after my dad passed away, my mom dated my uncle.
Your mom dates your uncle after your dad passes away, thus obviously his brother.
No, it was his sister's husband, which then my husband called him my daddy uncle.
My uncle.
Daddy. Wait, I'm so confused.
All right, so your mom dated your dad's sister's
wife. Or his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Gross.
It wasn't family, but still...
My daddy uncle.
Daddy uncle.
Need a diagram.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hold on a second. Hang on. My weird family, Joan.
Hello.
Hi.
So my ex-husband had kids with his ex-sister-in-law, and now my children have a sister-cousin and a brother-cousin.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Your ex-husband had kids with his ex-sister-in-law, which would be your ex-sister-in-law.
His brother's ex-wife.
Okay, and so your kids have
a cousin brother.
All right.
Am I stupid that I these things make my head hurt?
I can't figure that one out.
No, these are very weird. All okay. right, hold on. Hang on. My weird family. Eric.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so I got my parents divorced when I was about a year. My mom marries my dad's best friend. They used to work in the same place.
Ooh.
They had a kid, so my half-sister was born. And probably when I was 12, my stepdad brought his son from a previous marriage to live with us from Guatemala. And
Wait, hold on. There's another one. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, keep going.
So then what happens is right around when I turn 18, I move out. Uh-huh. And my mom leaves my stepdad for his son.
The Guatemalan son?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the weird thing is that my half-sister is still living with my mom, so she's seeing her actual half-brother, you know, post up with my... Yeah, I didn't talk to my mom for a couple years.
You know what? I'm thinking about not talking to your mom for a couple years, too.
All right, hold on, Eric.
Somehow somebody ended up with their Guatemalan son there. I don't know how we got to that. There was a lot of math.
Wow.
That family tree goes a lot of different directions. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, I'm going to get weird, too.
Okay.
It might be confusing.
Go ahead.
My dad married his online girlfriend that's 7 years younger than me.
Right.
Ooh. And then they had two kids at the same time I had my two kids.
Right.
They're 10 and 7, and my dad likes to go out and say, oh, they're not all cousins. That one's our aunt and uncle.
Aunts and uncles, same age, online girlfriend, 7 years younger than you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't even recap this because I can't keep track of the levels.
No, it's
Miranda's
crazy.
Family kisses hello on the lips, so she kisses her second cousins on the lips.
Yeah.
Stephanie's mom dated uncle after dad passed. Patty's husband's ex dated his brother or something.
Yeah.
Joan's ex-husband had kids with his ex-sister-in-law. Kelly's dad married his online wife 7 years younger than her and had same kids, same age. And Eric somehow, I think, is dating his Guatemalan brother.
Right. Yeah.
Or something.
No, his mom is dating the stepson.
Right. Thank you. Just let the joke be.
Okay. Well, because that's the one I like.
Uh-huh. All right. Your vote is for Eric, the Guatemalan son, brother, cousin.
Yeah, something like that.
Whip.
Have to agree.
All right. Melissa.
That's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep right there. Thank you. You're all weird in a very lovely way. We mean it only in the most loving of ways. Thank you for sharing it with us. Eric?
Yo.
Again, explain that to me slowly. Go ahead.
All right. So when I was born, my parents divorced. My mom ended up marrying my dad's best friend. They worked together. Within a couple years, my sister's born. And then it's like 1990. My stepdad brings his son up from Guatemala to live with us. So I had never even met him before. Just one day this kid shows up. They're like, yeah, this is your stepbrother.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're cool. As soon as I turn 18, move out. My stepbrother at this time, keep in mind, is 4 years older than me. Uh-huh. I move out. Next thing I know, my mom's leaving my stepdad for his son.
Guatemalan stepbrother.
Correct.
Right.
They end up living together. My sister's living with my mom, so she sees her half-brother, you know, sleeping with her mom, which is really weird. And that lasted only a few years. She ended up going online, meeting some young guy from Egypt. And
Egypt?
I swear to God, she converted to Islam, moved to Egypt for 3 years. Uh-huh. They got married. She brought him back. And they had just recently got divorced.
There it is.
You've been listening to
Kooky, creepy, freaky. Describe my weird family. Kooky, creepy, freaky. Describe my weird family. Kooky, creepy, freaky. Describe my weird family. Woo. What about the ones that embarrass you, though? The ones you don't want anybody to know you're listening to. The top five artists that when you pull up to a red light, you turn it down so no one will know you're listening to them. You know, that person in the stoplight next to you looking over going, really? The interesting thing is all top five are all artists we play here.
Oh, boy. I'm wondering.
All right. Who do you think it is? 312-233-1019. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Good morning.
Your guess.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. No. Oh. No.
Good guess, though.
No. Does not make the list of the top five. Does not. Your guess, Natalie.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. No. Also does not make the top five list.
Okay.
It's got to be what, Laura?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. No.
Oh. Really?
But she does make the top five.
Does she?
At number two.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if it's my guess.
Number two. Got to be who, Sergio?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. No. No. Mm. No, 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 no. Oh. Does not make the top five.
I think what? Just hit you
with. No, I just thought of who I think it might be.
Who do you think it might be, Jamie?
Justin Bieber.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Justin Bieber.
Right.
The number one artist you turn down at a red light so no one knows you're listening to him.
Especially his old stuff.
Yeah,
100%.
Look at how sad Violetta is.
It just doesn't make sense.
Jamie, you pull up to a red light, you got Justin Bieber cranked up. You're turning it down?
Absolutely.
Totally. What do we have for Jamie?
Okay, a $100 gift card to American Sale. The biggest selection of pools, patio sets, hot tubs, everything for your outdoor fun. American Sale, bring the fun home.
Justin Bieber at number one, followed by Taylor Swift at number two. Miley Cyrus at number three.
That's my guess.
Oh, congratulations. You finished third. Never heard anybody so excited about third place. Lady Gaga at number four and Katy Perry at number five, rounding out your top five. Dr. Kevin Most is a chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital and a good friend of the Eric in the Morning Show. Ever since this pandemic started, we've been checking in with him and getting all the latest updates and news and a little perspective that you can process, which we're going to do now, and then we're going to deal with some other issues.
All right, okay.
Some completely unrelated stuff here. Let's get to this. Hi, Dr. Most.
Eric, how are you?
Great. I heard yesterday was the lowest COVID-19 rate for the past 2 months. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So how about that? That's really good news, absolutely. But then we also got the bad news, you know, for you know, some of the collar counties like Will County that tested above 8% and now have had to slip back and no indoor dining, and they need to make some changes. So hopefully that's a shot across the bow for all of us in Chicago.
Now, a lot of kids back to school now, whether e-learning or the hybrid model or back in school. Do you anticipate that those that went back in school, my daughter is in school, that there will be an infection rate in these schools that will be unmanageable?
Yeah, I think that they're going to have a hair trigger on this. You know, you get one or two kids test positive, I think they're going to shut it down, which, you know, we've talked in the past is unfortunate. You know, parents are great at being parents, but they're not professional educators. You know, teachers identify learning disabilities where parents often deny it. Yeah, the nutritional aspect, the social skills, there's so much that we need to get these kids into the classroom setting, even if it's in a hybrid model. So hopefully we're going to clamp down it, and this low transmission rate will at least help us, you know, push the school in school a little bit longer, hopefully.
Any movement on the vaccine front?
Yeah, you know, the vaccine front, I think, is starting to look really promising. Two things are going to really be interesting to happen. Is one is going to be, tell us what happens in Russia, since they decided to forget about phase three and just go from phase two into full immunization. The other thing here is we have, you know, six trials that are going to be in phase three. So we're going to have close to 200,000 people who we're going to be getting great information on as far as what vaccine works. So we got Moderna, we have AstraZeneca, we have Pfizer, we have Johnson & Johnson, some really big names. So hopefully we're going to get some good ideas here very quickly.
When will phase three be over? And if it goes well, when will we be able to start, you know, sending those vaccinations out to, you know, doctors for treatment?
Yeah, Melissa, it's a great question. Y'all heard about the convalescent serum. You know, that was a phase three trial that they stopped early. I'm not sure we're going to be able to stop the vaccine trials early, just because we're going to, it's such a big deal that you're going to be injecting this into people. So you should start to see some data from the vaccine trials probably in mid-November. And you would hope that you're going to have enough information that we could start to do this in January.
Wow.
And you also have these companies that are really deciding early. I mean, they're making the vaccine right now in the hopes that this vaccine actually trials out properly.
All right, let's look down the road with a completely unfair functional question here. Like, for example, the NFL and the Chicago Bears are getting back in action. Some teams like Kansas City said they're going to have 25% people in the stands. The Bears have made the announcement for now they're not going to have anybody in the stands. Do you foresee this fall Americans being able to begin attending functions again?
No. Sorry,
great.
I hate to say it, but no.
Appreciate that.
Well, you've been on this all along so far, Dr. Mo. So.
Solid. Appreciate that.
You know, there's two issues here. One is certainly we're going to have a vaccine, right? Now, if you look at the Gallup poll and the NBC poll, we have a whole bunch of Americans that say, I don't care if you have a vaccine or not, I ain't getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing we're going to have to do is promote not only the safety and efficacy of this, but the need for all of us to get vaccinated so we have that point of herd immunity where we can go back to concerts, we can go back to sporting events. So hopefully that will happen here soon. And we'll hear, I mean, believe me, I'll be touting it as soon as I hear it's safe, you know, trying to push it as much as we can, the importance of getting a flu shot as well as getting a COVID shot as soon as you can.
So we know, like, not everybody will want to get it, but, like, what percentage of the population has to get it in order for it to be okay for everyone to go out and
go to Bears games?
And go to Bears games.
Yeah, that's it's a great question. And the CDC has projected a herd immunity rate of about 60%. So if you look at COVID infected rates across the country, we're probably running into 3%, 4%, 5%. So that would mean that we'd have to get 50% of the population to get a vaccine, to get the COVID vaccine. You have to remember that in a normal year, about 45% of the country will get an influenza vaccine. So you have so many people on the fence with the COVID vaccine saying it's too new. I'm telling you, that's why we're doing these phase three trials, to make sure that we show that this is a safe and effective treatment and that we really hope that people will step up so that next year we'll be in the stands for baseball in football.
Right. And
all right,
concerts.
Dr. Most, a couple of other items. In fact, three items unrelated to COVID-19, but having a medical quality, we're hoping to get an answer from on you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Item number one. The PGA is coming to town this weekend at Olympia Fields with the BMW tournament. You yesterday, as a part of this, had to get a test, correct?
Correct, I did.
How bad did it hurt?
I'll tell you, it's interesting. I would say if you want to make sure COVID doesn't spread, you tell anybody that doesn't want to wear a mask that they need to have a COVID test. The PGA Tour, BMW, this is the safest place to be this week. Mm-hmm. You have everybody on the grounds that is tested negative. You have everyone wearing masks. You have everyone physically distancing. And, Eric, you play golf. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Right. They have the BMW Championship right now where they're playing for, you know, $9 million. They have the Tour Championship next week. They have the U.S. Open. They have the Masters all in front of them. Everybody here is so focused on it. But I can tell you that test is not a comfortable test when they're doing the nasopharyngeal swab. So you're going to start to see more people try to get to do the saliva saliva test that they're using at U of I.
Right. Yeah.
And I did not cry, Eric. I know you did, but I did not
like
cry.
A baby, like a sob, like a baby.
Right. By the way, real quick, not to sidetrack, but the U of I test, when they announced that last week and the governor came out, they made a pretty big deal out of that, and they called it a game changer. And that sounded to me like they say if that could be widespread and available to everybody, then that might speed everything up, just that test alone. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. You're talking about a test that can be done in 2 hours. Instead of, you know, some of the other tests, we won't need to have swabs. You won't need to have the reagents. So the ability to do this for about $4 versus, you know, the COVID test that we all have done with the nasopharyngeal, the cost after everything time is, you know, probably closer to $100. So the ease of doing it, the lack of need for reagents, and the cost will certainly make it a game changer. That's why we're all hoping for that breathalyzer test as well that they're trying to come up with in Israel.
I'm glad you mentioned breathalyzer. Now, Dr. Most, when a guy like me plays golf and drinks too much, all right, and then the next day I wake up and I go, oh, my God, my pounding head. Bloomberg says a group of Finnish researchers have developed a hangover cure, the main ingredient being 1,200 milligrams of lysine amino acid. Am I saying that right?
No, but that's okay. You're close. You're close enough.
All right. The amino reduces nausea, stress, and anxiety. Well, how's it pronounced?
Yeah, it's L-cysteine.
L-cysteine.
So those, it's two. Yeah, it's L-cysteine.
All right. Does that work?
It's interesting. You know, I heard on the way while I was driving, you know, the guys that said I wanted to have that juicy cheeseburger or those tacos from Burger King.
Right.
You know, if you look at L-cysteine, where is it found normally? It's found in pork chops. It's found in beef. It's found in chicken. It's found in eggs. It's found in yogurt. The study was actually fascinating. You know, they put these individuals and gave them that very popular drink of cranberry and grain alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually
what I drink.
Actually, The study was actually very well done. And it certainly now you're going to start to see the cranberry grain alcohol with a supplement of L-cysteine in it, so you don't have to remember to take it in the morning.
What?
All right, L-cysteine, we're going to have to keep our eye. He's kidding. Have to keep our eye out for that. And then finally, item number three. Yesterday on the show, we saw a story that singer James Blunt said that he gave up his vegan lifestyle for a year and ate nothing but meat and got scurvy. Now, I thought only pirates got scurvy. Have you ever encountered somebody with a case of scurvy?
Correct. You know, it's almost impossible to get scurvy right now. You know, it comes from a deficiency of vitamin C. But you get vitamin C in broccoli, Brussels sprouts, lots of fruits, orange juice. It's almost impossible unless you go to a diet that has no vitamin C in it whatsoever. So fortunately, we don't see it. People say, why did pirates get it? You think about it, they were going across the ocean. They had no fresh fruit and vegetables. Right. So it's the old pirate disease. But I personally haven't had anybody because I guess my patients are smart enough to take a little orange juice in the morning with their vodka.
Sure. Plus those pirates are all hopped up on the grain alcohol and the cranberry juice.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Crazy stuff. Dr. Most, thank you for all the information. Good luck this weekend with the big golf tournament. I'll be watching. And all the best. Let's check in again soon, okay?
You got it. If you want to check in later this week, we can do that, too.
All right. Thank you.
Cool.
You got it.
There's Dr. Kevin Most.
He's awesome.
Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine Central, DuPage Hospital. Be very, very careful with the scurvy. Text topic of the day. Time to pay this off, even though Violetta swears we weren't doing this.
I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Yeah. You know, we were talking last hour about the story that Ellen DeGeneres directly responded to her staff about that no eye contact rumor at work, that
right.
there was a rule
yeah.
in place that don't make eye contact with Ellen. She's like, that's not true. It's only on Tuesdays you can't make eye contact. The rest of the week is fine.
I need a break on Tuesdays.
Fine. So we said, all right, text us the strange or bizarre rule that is in effect in your workplace. Text it to 60123. I've got the finalists here. I'm going to share these with you. We haven't done this for a while. Pick our favorite from all this and give away a prize.
Great. Cool.
Now, would you like to have one person pick the winner, or would you like to try to go with majority rules on this?
What How about majority like? Rule?
Okay, majority yeah. rule it is. There it is.
As I just dictated that as one person.
No, I liked it. I liked it.
I'm a proponent. That's fine. Okay. All right, here are your options. Please pay close attention and be prepared to pick one. And just because of that, Whip, you're going to pick third, and you have to pick between whatever Violetta and Melissa choose.
I'm on it.
All right, here we go. The bizarre or strange rules currently in effect in your workplace. Number one, can only use one specific pen and pencil and have to be approved by the owner. Number two, no one is allowed to wear yellow because the owner is allergic to the color yellow. You know, I don't think that's even possible. That's not even possible. Number three, no garbage in the garbage can. Number four, thermostat must remain at 71 and no blue pens allowed. Number five, cannot wear wedding ring or any kind of ring to work.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of, get it caught in a machine. Kind
right.
of.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Gotcha.
And, number six or seven or whatever we're on.
Yeah.
No perfume or body sprays.
Wow.
Number eight. We have community coffee cups in the office, and the day I started, I was told not to use the boss's coffee cup. I said, which one is it? They said it's the one that says boss on it.
Okay. Kind of makes sense.
Our boss requires anyone that's going out to lunch to bring her back a large soda.
I like that.
Rule. No pants above the ankles or any that show your ankles.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
No ankles.
The rule in our group is we are not allowed to discuss or mention the state of California. And finally, I'm a garbage man. We just had a meeting saying we cannot put marital aids when we find them in the trash on other coworkers' personal vehicles or their desk, or we'll get written up.
Oh my god!
Put it on there.
You're so dramatic.
Yeah, right. Personal marital aid. What's it going to be, Melissa? Your first vote, please, for the unwritten rule or the current rule, bizarre rule in effect in the workplace.
Because of that last one, I just changed my mind, so now I'm going with the garbage guys.
Garbage
no marital aid.
No marital aid. Put on somebody's desk or in their car. Violetta,
I gotta go with you. Gotta bring me back a large Coke.
Gotta bring me back a large soda.
Soda.
Please don't say Coke.
I don't know.
People yell at
just came out.
Yeah. And finally, Whip, from those two you've selected.
Oh man, it's tough, but I'm gonna go with a large soda.
Large soda. I figured
power.
You might, because Whip gets freaked out by the other one, the other thing.
Kind of do.
Yeah, I know you do. All right.
Wow, they do that, you think, normally?
I
That's funny.
Know. I don't know. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.